Good afternoon and welcome to Through the Static. We are live this afternoon, and this is Stephen the Medium with my wonderful co-host,
Coach Elex. It's incredible to be switching roles.
I know it. I cannot tell you. I got goose pimples. I know it's partly because Spirit's with me and I'll be doing readings, but I honestly got goose pimples listening to that theme song because I haven't heard it since October of last year when, after 4+ years, I decided to stop doing the weekly show. And I just, you know, I'm just like a bad perm. You just can't get rid of me. I just keep coming back. And Elex and I talked about this and decided that I could take the last Friday of his spot of the month and do the Through the Static and bring it back, right, Elex?
Yeah, I can't even focus on anything you're saying because I'm stuck on, I'm like a bad perm. You can't get rid of me. Can somebody please,
listen,
you know,
all the ladies and some guys know exactly. If they lived through like the 80s, you know you had a bad perm. I'm just saying, at some point, you had a very, very bad perm. And thankfully, it ultimately, you know, grows out. And you try to get Prel shampoo and try to rip your roots out and get it, you know. I don't even know. What am I talking about? But
I don't know. I don't even know. I'm like, between Jim, you know, what is it that he just said? Some other crazy phrase. I'm running around like a one hanger, something like that. I can't. I can't even think straight. And now you can't get rid of me. I'm like a bat perm. You can't get rid of me.
Elex
Del Vecchio, where are you? Yes, sir.
One armed paper hanger.
See that? Now you got it, Elex.
Okay.
You know. And you said you can't even think straight. You can't do many things straight. Just saying.
That's right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But listen, I am so, so excited to be back. This is live. You know, after we take the first break, I will come back and stop pulling people in and doing readings, something that I love to do. And I got to tell you, it was not an easy decision. My last show, October of 2022, I was very emotional because it was tough. And just now, you know, having Mark, who always produced my show, back with me, and hearing Jim, the manager of the station, we were talking to him before the show started, and having Elex, it is definitely emotional, and I'm just really, really excited that I get to do this and you know, get to share messages with Spirit. So, and you guys, how great is that?
I think it's awesome.
I do too. I'm really, really excited. So, and we did a Facebook Live before the show, which we haven't done in ages. Well, with my show since October. So, and you know what the really cool thing is? This week is or would have been my 5th year that I started Through the Static. So it was July 2018 that I started. Mark started his show, Mark's Jukebox, a week before me. So it's kind of cool. And you know, it's really cool that Mark is with us and that me and Mark, when we presented our shows back in 2018, we were in this conference room, didn't know each other. And there was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 people there all presenting their shows to get, you know, to see if they're getting approved to do this radio show or their radio show. And I saw Mark there and didn't know him. So, and ultimately, Mark to us is definitely not a friend anymore. He's family. So how wild is that, Elex?
That's amazing. It's amazing that you two, that's how you guys met. And that if not for you, I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to meet Mark. And now he gets to produce my show too. So,
and he gets to do his show, whether I'm doing mine Through the Static the last Friday of the month, or whether Elex is doing his show, Get a Grip with Coach Elex. After our show at 2 to 4, Mark does his show, Mark's Jukebox. And
yes,
honestly, you gotta listen to that, because I love how Mark just brings in themes of, you know, you never know if Mark's gonna say, oh, today is, you know, toast day or Fudgicle Day. I don't know where he finds this information, but he finds it. And then mixed with music and, you know, his personality. I love it. I love that he's back too. So we're all back. We're just like a big part of love, right?
A big what? Part of love?
Is it my Rhode Island accent? Are you not understanding me?
It could be. I mean, what was the word that you were saying yesterday that, you know, you thought you don't understand why people can't understand you?
I
couldn't even understand you.
You know, listen, born and bred in Rhode Island, I have a Rhode Island accent, right? And a couple of times...
A little bit.
It happened about three or four times in a reading that Spirit will bring up the state that is all the way to the south, following the Atlantic Basin, and I'll say,
tell them what the state is.
I'm going to. How do you connect with Florida? And I keep getting, connect with what? I'm like, Florida. I don't understand how no one understands what I'm saying. Unless I have to say Florida, maybe. But to me, in Rhode Island, and my Rhode Islanders can back me up, it's Florida, right? You understand that, so.
Yeah. Well, after 30 years, I speak three languages, Spanish, English, and Stephen in Rhode Island.
And soon, maybe Abu Dhabi. You never know.
Maybe that too.
Yeah, so.
But tell people what we're doing later on with Eva Milagros, who's my cousin staying here with us.
Elix's cousin Eva is here. And just by the way, a huge shout out to our girlfriend, Jillian. So she better. She listens to Elix's show.
And Adam.
I didn't even finish. Those two better be listening because.
I know Adam is listening.
I'm gonna definitely test them. So
she's probably still sleeping.
But later on, I'm really, really excited because we're going to see the Bobby movie all in pink, just pretty in pink. We're gonna show up. Me, Elix, and Eva Milagros are going to see this movie. And
Barbie.
Wednesday, we went to see Indiana Jones, his latest movie, which, again, I said on Facebook Live, if you've seen any of his movies, but I think they started in the 80s, this one, at age 81, is incredible. I mean, he's just, it's wild. It's just wild how good he looks fantastic for 81 anyway. But the movie itself, it wasn't just because he looked good at 81. It was a great, great movie. So, and Elix, you and I have not seen a movie in a long time. And now within, 2 days, we're seeing two movies. So,
yeah.
And we also want to see Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. That'll be next. But I also, you know, because I was saying that to you about how awesome he looked. But then I also learned that they used a lot of artificial intelligence.
Well, you could see the difference. Definitely see the difference at the beginning when I'm looking at it like, wait a minute, is this a clip from years ago? I mean, he looks fantastic. Like he looks like from the movies from the 80s. I'm laughing because I'm in the master bedroom and our two dogs, Django and Little Ricky, are on the bed. And Little Ricky, you know how dogs have, like, those dreams? And he's just doing a little, with his little legs moving. So let's hope his dream sort of settles. But in any case, I'm really excited that we get to see Bobby and we get to go with Ava. Ava's already seen it, Elix's cousin. So she is going to, and she's psyched to see it again, right?
Of course.
So
yeah, it was her idea.
And here's my dilemma, okay? So now we have to dress in pink. And I have one pink shirt that is a button-down short-sleeve shirt. You know, it's like Vineyard Vines. And I said to Elix, I don't know if I want to use that with the Bobby movie because once I use it, then it's going to go back to the cleaners. And so I did a compromise and have like a navy shirt, and I'm going to wear shorts that have pink in them. So I think
you need to wear the pink shirt. And the thing is, you know, it doesn't matter. You need to look your very best no matter where we go and what we do. So
Elix, before we take a break and I start bringing people in, I haven't asked you. Tell people, like, what's going on with you? What is new?
Well, there's, other than what we've been talking about, there's not much new other than I'm taking a break from my show today, which is nice, and we are, you know, there's really not much going on.
There isn't? Because I think there is with you.
There is? Tell me what's going on.
Well, first of all, your business is crazy busy and just keeps getting better and better with more and more compliments from all your clients, which is pretty amazing.
Well, that is true.
And you and I are working on, you know, something on the side, which we just got a draft of this incredible, like the best episode, if you will. Yeah. And I just, I'm really excited. So you're all part of it, and you're being very nonchalant, like, yeah, nothing's really going on. I get up, I eat, I go to bed. So
yeah, and then a whole lot happened in between. No, but I'm really excited about our project, our, you know, TV project, and I'm looking for more to come as it relates to that. You just snorted. You sound like Marie Pepin.
I do. That's the beauty of 30 years is that Elix is the serious one, and usually I'm the silly one, but somehow it just works, right? So, oh, and by the way, before I forget, at the end of August, I am teaching two classes. I haven't taught in a long time, and it's all Zoom, via Zoom. So you can sit in your pajamas and take this class. And I got to tell you, these classes, I have done them, it's just so much fun. There's so much knowledge, and I'm teaching an introductory class, and all my classes are called, oh my God, what are they called? Why am I blanking on my own courses?
You're asking me like I know your courses,
but he doesn't love me. He doesn't even know what I'm doing.
While you think about your courses, I'm getting a kick out of it because your Rhode Island accent is front and center everything you've been saying, and I just look down at the live stream and I'm thinking, thank God there is closed captioning on the live stream,
because I know because my accent is so bad that people can't understand me.
It's front and center. Oh, dear God. Today.
Well,
front
you know and center. When I get very comfortable and get, that's what happens, right? But my two classes, one introductory and one, it's the first part of an advanced class. So I did the introductory course. After that, I did the intermediate class, which they all follow each other, intermediate one, intermediate two. So now I'm on the advanced one, and then there's going to be an advanced two. So depending on where you fall and, you know, in your quest to connect, if you are just feeling like you are connected, but you just can't hone in on the skill, you can't grab those reins, you should go to my website, stephenthemedium.com. And you will just, you know, there's a description on both of the classes, but it's not only that I record them, so you get the 2-hour recordings of each class and all the materials that go along with it, but you can ask questions. And the introductory one is really cool because I do an assessment, an individual assessment on all the students. Every single person gets their own assessment of what is their dominant trait, how do they connect to spirit, whether they know it or not. Do they hear? Do they see it? Do they touch it? Do they just know it? Are they empaths? That's really cool. So,
and by the way, the name of your class, of your courses, is A Very Different Mediumship.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. A Very Different Mediumship. And they're all labeled that. Listen, I'm excited. And listen, I used this excuse when I, a couple of years ago, backed out of the garage and backed into the door before the garage door was open. I said, Spirit's talking to me. They really are, because I'm going to do reading. So, all right, I'm past break. Listen, 508-222-1320 is the number. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, guess what? I am going to pull people on, and I'm going to start reading them. So get ready. We'll be right back. It's going to take a lot of love. Well, welcome. This is Through the Static Live. It's Friday, about 1:20, 1:15, and I am the host, Stephen the Medium, with my co-host,
Coach Elix.
Coach
present.
Elix is in the house. And Mark is producing, so we're really excited everyone's here. The whole kit and caboodle's here. So let me go to my first caller. Hi, this is Steven. Who's this?
I'm hoping it's me, and it's Tina.
Hey, listen, there's only one comedian here, Tina, all right? Just saying. So
and
Tina,
I say Florida too. I just want to back you on that.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you. So, Elix, did you hear that?
I did.
So Tina, right away, like blazing coming into me is a father. Father, your dad is crossed?
Correct.
Is just, I wow, just very, very excited. And he just said he made sure that you got through. Tina, what's the one? Do you have like one son, one daughter, one? Why does he keep saying one? Did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Do you have a son?
I have a daughter that was very close to my father. Yes.
Oh, but it's one child.
One child.
Oh, yes. Got it. I knew it was one. I couldn't tell if it was boy or girl. So your father's just standing next to me. One. So, and you said your daughter was really close to him.
Yes.
I love that. Tina, why does your father talk about tattoos?
Holy mackerel. She has a tattoo dedicated to him that she got.
That your daughter did for him, for her grandpa?
Yes. Yeah.
He's crying with like a smile and crying, just so, so excited that he got to do that. There's also a cultural, is it tattoo? Wait, let me back up for a minute. Are you Irish?
I am not.
What I keep seeing like a leprechaun or something that would like does your daughter have more than one tattoo?
She does.
But does she have something that would represent like her heritage or something that represents some kind of culture? Do you know?
Good Lord, I don't believe so. She just has the two tattoos, and I don't recall if there's or Italian. Italian.
So Tina, it's not the Italian thing. Someone connected to you has like a leprechaun or a horseshoe, or there's something. It just feels like it's Irish. I keep feeling Irish, or maybe the crest of Ireland, or but and you know, this could be just like someone you work with or a family friend. Okay. Just make sure. Who's Bob? Bob? Barbara? Who's the B?
Bob is my father.
Oh, so Dad's here giving his name. I don't know. I just said to him, am I saying this right to your daughter about the Irish thing? He was like, yes. It looks like a little leprechaun. I could be wrong, Tina, and maybe it's not a...
you know what? I got it.
What?
I actually have a brother that also passed named Bob. He does have it. He did have a tattoo that looks like a leprechaun, but it's not.
Oh my God!
And you
said your brother's in spirit.
He is.
Oh, Tina. You know what? I love that your father said that he doesn't know how he started this because his son was knocking him over so that he could talk to you. Your brother is. Oh, Tina. Oh my God. He's like my. The love that boy has for his sister is. Out of control, and for his niece too. But your brother, he's laughing that you said looks like a leprechaun, but it's not. He's getting the biggest kick out of that. So whatever. By the way, what is it? Like, is it a character?
It's a penguin. It's a penguin, and it looks like a leprechaun. He was a big penguin. Yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, the two guys like that are on. I just heard they ride the Tina train. Your father and your brother are just. You know, I love Tina. Both on each side of you, but there's a really strong mother energy also. Is mom here or crossed?
She's there too.
She's God. So she's in spirit. So she's also stepping forward. And Michael, Mary. She keeps giving me the M name. Do you know
Mary
what that is?
Mary is my grandmother, and that's my daughter's middle name. Yeah.
Is that maternal, like your mom's mom?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of thought so. I love that your grandma also. Oh my God, Tina! It's like a family reunion here with you. I love it. And your grandmother just threw that out because she gets to connect that with your daughter. And that do you? Let me just tell you something, Tina. Do you have any idea with the fact that your daughter has her middle name, what that gives her, is like your grandmother is crying. This is like a crying fest or a love fest with you. So everyone's just so excited, and your brother just hugged you and said, like, sis, you needed this. You needed to be reminded, even though you're so connected, you just needed to be reminded that some, like, your family's here and how much we love you. And they're just every day, every second, Tina, they're just with you. So I'm going to leave you with that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tina, it was so great that you called in. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And lots of love to you. So have a great, great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tina. And let me go to the next caller. Hi, this is Steven. Who's this? Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You can hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Sorry,
yes, now I can, Lori. Thank you for calling in. So let me just tune in. Lori, there's a young male connected to you that's stepping forward.
A young male?
Yes, and I'm asking him to give me more information. First of all, he just said that there was a recent crossing connected to you. Recent is no more than like 12 months, 15 months. That could be a person, that could be an animal, but somebody crossed recently connected to you.
My dog passed away.
So that's why, you know, I now start saying animals too, because it's amazing how animals come through exactly like people. So your dog passed away with like within the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just know your dog is just like, oh my God, the face of this dog, Lori, is priceless. He or she, I haven't figured this out yet. It's lying. This dog is lying down, just looking at me. And I think there's two dogs in spirit connected to you stepping forward. Lori, let me ask you something. Did you have a pet that either died younger or got out of the yard or got like, or a cat that left and never came back?
No.
They just said yes. So just keep it with you. You or parents or someone connected to you, there's an animal that like leaves not the way you would think. So they didn't live like a long life, or they came to someone's house and then got out and maybe got hit by a car or something. Just make sure you keep it with you. And who's the bee name? The Buster, the bee name?
Bee?
Bee as in like in... this could be like humans or animals. Like when dogs or cats give me a letter, Lori, it's either the breed, like a boxer, or the name may be like, I don't know, Brownie or Brady or something like that, Bella. Or it could also be somebody stepping forward for you with a bee name, like Bob or Barbara or Brian. Anything connect? Like living or crossed?
No. No bee name.
Just sit back, relax. We got all day. Just think about it. Yeah, well, you know what? The greatest thing, Lori, is that this is recorded. So it will come to you. It will get there. But I got the young male. The young male is someone lost a child. There's a miscarriage that he's screaming connected to you. And do you have kids?
I do.
Is there two?
I have two kids.
Yeah, so he's just making sure you know that he's really close to you. I don't know if you lost a child or one of the kids did, or I don't know, or a sister, but he is jumping up and down and saying, I would just tell you, Lori, that he's really, really close to you and just keeps, I just keep hearing saying how much he's with you, how much he loves you, whether this is a nephew, whether it's yours, I don't know. Just make sure you keep it with you and... this little one just said to you, stop being so hard on yourself. You are way, way hard on yourself, Lori. Even if you say to me, no, I'm not, I'm telling you what they're telling me, is that I just keep hearing from everybody in spirit, she's such a beautiful soul, but she's just so hard on herself. And she does not remember or remind herself what she gives and like how the impact she has on people. So make sure, Lori, you just keep that with you. Did you just do something with your bed? Or is someone buying a new mattress or bed? I love Lori.
Sorry.
Well, let me just tell you something. The only time I get a bed or a mattress is that if someone died, like at home. So if somebody connected to you even years ago, like a mom, dad, grandmother died at home, it's them stepping forward. But just make sure you know that it feels more to me like a bed. Oh, no. A bed's moving. Lori, who moved rooms or is about to move or just moved?
My daughter moved almost a year ago because she bought a house.
And she didn't just recently buy something like a bed or something like that? If not, Lori, just keep it with you because...
No, it could be my son's supposed to be buying a bed for his son.
You're killing me. So your son is going to be buying a bed for your grandson?
Yeah.
Oh. You may say, that's the weirdest random thing that spirit would ever... Like, why would they say that? And you know why? It's just to prove to you and show you they know every single thing that's going on with you. So, and by the way, I got to go. Got to take a break. But there's a father energy that is just staring at you. Is Dad crossed?
Yeah.
So he's got a lot to say, just saying. So, and I wish I could keep going, but I got to take a break, Lori. But thank you so much for calling in, and lots of love to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Through the Static. We are live. I am your host, Stephen the Medium, with my co-host...
Co-Chilex in the house.
Who is also my husband of 30 years and quite handsome. I may add. So, are you enjoying being back, Helix?
Yes, I am. Yeah, of course.
People call in and
absolutely.
So I just said to Mark and Helix on break, it feels like I never left. I love it. So let me go to the next caller. Hi, this is Steven. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Doreen.
Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steven?
I'm good, too. I'm really excited I get to speak to you, and I am... Wow, Doreen, there's a lot going on. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
I just wanted to tell you I'm calling long distance from the state of Idaho, and I've listened to you for years.
Oh, my God. Idaho! Doreen, I love this. I love it. So, Doreen, let me start with this. Before I even tell you who's here, I keep hearing there's some kind of... celebration or birthday or anniversary really close connected to you.
Yes, there is.
Is it a birthday or anniversary? What is it?
A wedding anniversary.
Is it of yours?
Yes.
I love it. So happy anniversary. And you know, sometimes, you know, which I love, people get really excited and I say a birthday or an anniversary that's really close and like, oh my God, yeah, my anniversary is like in December. And I'm like, no, that's not close. So just know to make sure we know it's your anniversary. What they're talking about is it's no more than 2 weeks back, 2 weeks forward. It's really close. So if that falls in, perfect.
It's around the 14th of August.
Oh, my God. So, yes, that would be it. So, I love it. Giving a big, big celebration. There is a grandfather that's stepping forward that is... There's two grandfathers, but there's one that is... He didn't even say anything, and he's crying. He's just looking at you crying and just so excited that he gets to do this. And he keeps talking about Jim or John or George. There's a GJ name connected to you. Really strong. G or J name. And Donna, Doreen, you have kids?
Yes, I do.
So he keeps talking. I don't know. Do they have what's three?
I have three kids.
Oh, that would be what's three? I guess. I love it. So Doreen, that grandfather just keeps talking about one of the kids, I think. Do they have a name that's passed down? Like a first name or a middle name?
Yes, they do.
So just make sure is your dad crossed or here?
My dad?
Yes.
Yes, he's crossed along. Yes.
Oh, got it. Because your grandfather's talking, but then a dad figure just stepped forward. When I was talking about the G or J name, there is a G or J name because it felt like they were giving me Junior, but then I realized that it was also a name passed down. That's why I asked you about that. But I also hear Brian, Bob, there's a B name connected.
A Brian?
Who's Brian?
Brian's my brother-in-law.
But he's still here, right?
Yes.
Got it. Your father, Doreen, just said that there's something going around or something happening near where you live. Is there some kind of festival? I mean, I know it's summer, or he's bringing up a festival. There's something that your father keeps talking about that it's near. I'm not sure. Your dad's talking to me, and I'm telling him to slow down. There's an A connection, and it's a double connection. You've got like an Ann or Anthony or an A name, and there's also a town or street name that's an A that someone used to live on or does live on or something with an A double validation. So just make sure you keep that with you. And your father also just keeps talking about he's sorry. Your dad, from his perspective, has he been gone for a long time?
Maybe about 5 years.
No, that's not it. Usually it's about 10 years. He feels distant. So was he like geographically close to you?
No.
So that's when he just showed me distance. So it's either geographically or relationship-wise, Doreen. Either one.
Oh yes, our relationship was very distant. It had been distant for probably 20 years.
Yeah, that's the length, the long time that he was pulling with that distance piece. So that's also why he keeps saying he's sorry. It's just giving that as a, you know, I know this is a very quick, you know, reading on the radio, but just know, Doreen, that your father just keeps talking about how proud and impressed he is with you, and even more so in spirit to see who you are as a functioning soul. I've never said that to anybody, I don't think, the way your father just said that. So he's just giving that also as a validation. There was something to do with a car or an accident also, Doreen.
Yes.
Was that connected to him, or is that separate?
It was my brother and his son.
Had an accident?
Yes.
But did someone cross?
Yes, my brother crossed.
Oh. So you just, you know, like I started with the first call of Tina, your brother's so excited, Doreen. And he was like, she wanted me to come through. And Doreen, you just got to know that your brother's just got his arms around. He keeps talking about one. So you said he had a son?
I had one brother.
No, your brother has a child also, or no?
No, no, okay. He was 18.
Okay. Oh, so he was young. I got it. He just keeps talking about one. So, do you have any other siblings, Doreen?
Yes, I have one sister.
Oh, so that's what he's talking about. So there's another one left. It's you, your sister, and your brothers in spirit. And your brother just said, Kevin, Kathy, Chris, who's the CRK? There's a really strong CRK name, living or crossed. And if it doesn't come, Doreen, just make sure you keep it with you, because it's
I will.
If your brother's giving it, it's a very there's a reason for it. It's very specific. What's with the ring, though? Why do I keep hearing everyone talk about the ring? There's a ring passed down, or there's something with the ring. It feels like, Doreen, your mom or like grandmother never passed down, or dad or grandfather passed down a wedding ring?
My mom did, yes.
But is she in spirit, or is she here?
She's in spirit.
So it's got to be her just stepping forward. So do you have that ring, or does someone have that ring still?
Not anymore. It got stolen.
Oh, that's why she's probably bringing it up. And T, there's a T name. Tom, Tim, Teresa, T. I keep
Tom.
Seeing. Yep. Yeah, who's that?
Tommy.
Tommy is who?
My brother.
Oh my God, Doreen. So wow, so he Tommy's giving his name. So he again, when I just said that, the big smile on his face and the hugs and hugs. You know what Tommy just said to me? Besides, tell my sister two things. One, how much I love her and will always love her, and thank you for being my sister. He said, but two, I just want to remind her why she's here, and she's supposed to be here in the physical world, in that I get to live vicariously through her, in that I also, he said, you know, sis, I get to be someone who guides you and to be there for you. And Tommy, Doreen just said, you may even know this, because when I tune into your energy, Doreen, you're very, very connected. Tommy, just your brother just said he's helped you on many aspects. There was also, Doreen, a pregnancy and someone lost it, like a fallopian tube or something happened to a baby. Nothing you know of?
Nothing that I know of, no.
Someone was pregnant and was pregnant for a very, very short period of time. And it almost feels like someone's trying to, you know, and if it's not you, because you would know that, then it's got to be connected to someone very close to you, like family, or maybe even someone who's like a very close friend. If they're bringing it up, there's a reason for it. And it just, it feels like I get pregnant a couple of times, but nothing, the pregnancy doesn't go forward. So what it...
Just, oh, okay.
Make sure you just keep it with you. So it's got to be somebody very much connected to you and very close to you. It feels like I have a difficult time getting pregnant. Like I don't know what this is. Maybe there's something. Maybe you know, some women have a hard time getting pregnant. But just make sure you hang on to it and keep it with you. And they I don't know if they finally do get pregnant, but it's just one of those validations. So and there's a teacher too, Doreen. Who taught
a teacher?
Something? Yes. Who taught something?
Not that I know of in my family, not in my realm.
So, Doreen, if it's not an academic teacher, somebody worked like in a school environment, like a crossing guard or in the kitchen or taught, like, say, music, just make sure you hang on to it, because I keep seeing the alphabet.
I will.
Or somebody is thinking about going back to school. That could also be the teaching part to it. So also just make sure you keep that with you. Just know that Tommy is, I don't know, other than to say you're a guardian angel, I don't know what else to say. He's around you and with you. And someone draws or paints really well. There's a sketcher.
Yes.
Who is that?
Yes. That would be my son and my granddaughter.
I love that. I love that. Your brother is validating that for his nephew. So, and it's just, it's a wild thing. So I got to take a break, Doreen. I could go on with you forever, but I have to take a break. So
thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
I'm so honored. Are you kidding? I'm so honored. And listen, you have a great night and lots of love to you, Doreen.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Bye.
Thank you. And we'll be right back. Good afternoon. This is Stephen the Medium. You're listening to Through the Static Live with my co-host,
Coach Elix.
Coach Elix is in the house. I'm going to go to the next caller very quickly, so let's get him or her here. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, this is Stephen. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Are you talking to me?
Are you in a movie, like, from Rhode Island, like The Mob?
Oh.
Are you talking to me?
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who is this?
This is Donna.
Donna. Perfect.
Donna.
So, Donna.
From Boston.
Let me, in the essence of time, because we're running out of time, is there a particular person you want to hear from, or does it matter?
Oh, gosh, there are so many up there. I would love to hear from... Yes, my sister.
Your sister, you said. Okay, so Donna, your sister, oh my God, your sister just said, I just said to your sister, you got such a beautiful smile. And she just said, not as beautiful as my sister. So she's with you. She's all the time. She keeps showing me a heart. She comes to you in hearts. It feels like there's also like a charm or a pendant or something that's heart-shaped or maybe a frame. I don't know what this is. Something heart-shaped. And she also, Donna, keeps talking about also the sea. Or, well, let me ask you something.
Did you say?
C or K name.
Say that again?
C or K name, like Chris, Kathy, Kim, something like that. Unless, did she have cancer?
And not my sister, no.
Got it. I just wanted to, but your sister keeps saying the C or K name.
Cheryl.
Who's Cheryl?
My cousin Cheryl has passed. She had cancer. She passed 2 months with the time my sister passed.
Oh my God, Donna. Wow. So your cousin as well as but you know what? That is the selflessness of your sister, is that she's pulling in like not just her but your cousin Cheryl to say, Donna, we're here. Like we're with you. We're here. And your sister just said, you better think about the heart. So
I do have a tattoo from that another sister and myself got right before my sister that has passed, and I kind of felt guilty.
Why?
That I didn't have, because I come from a large family of sisters, and one of my sisters, and we're all very close in age, so like my mother had like 9 of us in 12 years.
Wow.
So but one of my sisters that's only 13 months older than me, we got a tattoo, and it is a heart, and it says sister.
Donna, yes. No, I love that. She was so specific with the heart tattoo.
And
that's
feel
wild.
So bad because I didn't, like, we didn't put our other sisters' names. We
Donna,
just did it.
Your sister, you know what your
so
sister,
about it.
Your sister just said, don't feel guilty. I earned that heart. Like, she's so excited that you actually did that. Your sister just said, Stephen, you're talking to my sister Donna, who has no, like, she couldn't kill an ant. She has no, there's no part of her that she'd feel guilty about anything, because that's what a beautiful, beautiful soul she is. And I'll tell you something. She just said, when you look in the mirror, she's looking right at you and said, I've never had this before in spirit before, Donna. She just said to me, tell my sister that when she looks in a mirror, on the other side of the mirror, I am right there staring at her. And every time she looks at a mirror, I'm looking at her saying, my sister, Donna, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. And she said, I'm right there. And my sister, Donna, gets goose pimples, and that's me. So when you get those random, like, goose pimples, just make sure you know, Donna, it's your sister just going, you know, her energy's going right through you and says that I will tell you this, because I got to stop. Donna, your sister just said, honey, we're going to be reunited. So
I miss you so much.
Well, don't worry. We will see each other. We will see each other, Donna. And she just gave you this.
Well, hopefully too soon.
not soon. But she will.
I mean, really in bad health, but I don't.
No, Donna, listen. they don't have time there, so she just means, like, eventually we will all see something. And what's the rose? She just yelled out Rose. Someone's name? Rose. Rose
well, I
or
have
Roses?
I have a granddaughter whose middle name is Rose.
Wow, I love it. It's your sister saying, it's me, Donna, it's me. And Lynn, Laurie, there's an L also, just by the way. Lisa, Laurie, Lynn, Larry, I don't know who the L is. But just make
sure. Well, her name was Liz.
What?
Yeah.
Her name was Liz.
Yes.
Donna. All right, listen, I got to leave you with that.
Thank you so much.
She's giving you this big hug, Donna. Lots of love to you, and have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And, you know, I have not long, but I don't want to leave someone on hold, so put them through, Mark. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this? Hello? Hello, my friend. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Lisa.
Hi. Oh, Lisa. Another L. Lisa. Lisa, Dad. Dad, is Dad in spirit?
Yes.
Flying as soon as in, I don't even know how to say this. As soon as you, I heard your name or voice, I heard your father come flying in. Is your middle name an A? Who's A? Who's the Ann or Anthony? Who's the A name?
My son.
What is his name?
Anthony.
Oh my God. Lisa, so I love that he's giving, but do you have two boys or two kids?
Two kids.
Oh yeah. So know that you're, oh my God, Lisa, I wish I had a long time with you. There's so many people here. Your father, your father just, what is he saying? Automotive stuff. Automotive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
He was, in that type of business.
Oh, that was his profession?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All of it, you got to know, Lisa, is just to let you know, it's really me. He actually just said to me to say to you, Lisa, there's so many people here. You're also another one that way, way connected, and everyone in spirit just said, but she does not have a clue how connected she is. You just are really, really connected. And let me tell you something, Lisa, that there's a really strong mother energy also here. But your mother is here, right?
Yes.
I thought so. So it's a grandmother energy that's stepping forward, I think. Unless it's a mother-in-law, but it's a mother energy. No, it's got to be grandma. She just said to me, I love leaving coins for my granddaughter. Just make sure you are very well aware of coins that weren't there. And you also, she just said you have something in your car. There's a prayer card or something hanging or was hanging. Something that's connected to somebody. You don't have something in your car?
No.
Well, let me tell you, Lisa, then it either a previous car or somebody very close to you, like maybe your mom or if you have siblings, someone's got, maybe it is your mother. There's something that is, it's sort of like your father said, it. The person in the that owns the car feels like they're protected. Like, you connect to somebody with that was cremated?
Yes.
Is that your dad or somebody else?
Somebody else.
Were the ashes distributed? Were they separated? Or were they like in a locket or something?
No.
So they're just all whole? Mm-hmm. Like in one spot?
Right.
The reason why I'm asking that is because I asked whoever's telling me, she's not getting the car thing, and then they talked about the ashes and the ashes being transported in a car or something like that. So that's what they're talking about. So however that fits, that person is also stepping forward to let you know that they're here and there. So listen, Lisa, I hate this. I gotta let you go because we're gonna end. So lots of love to you and thank you for calling me.
Thank you.
So thank you, Lisa. So Elix, tell everybody how they can find you.
At Coach Elix anywhere or next Friday at 1 p.m. Get a grip with Coach Elix.
Or find the theater that we're going to tonight to see Barbie, and you can actually see us, right?
That's right.
See, that's you were like so serious about that. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share?
No, we got to go before Mark, our producer, yells at you.
It's 1:59. I'm coming.
Well,
so listen,
you know,
if you want to get in touch with me, if you don't feel like the reading I just gave you was enough or you couldn't get through, just go to Stephen the Medium and you can set up your own personal reading with me for an hour. Or you can do a couple of people, which you can do a group. So how's that? Listen, thank you for all the callers. Mark, thank you. Jim, thank you for letting me do this. And I got to tell you, I am elated, excited. I'm so excited I got to do this. And guess what? I'm going to be back at the end of August, the last Friday of the month. So put it in your calendar. And to Jillian and Adam, the next time I see either one of you, you better say Raven. That's the test.
By the way, we got an email from Adam. So I don't know. Jillian.
Oh, yep. So Raven. One of you better shoot me Raven to let me know you listen. So love you guys. Elliot, love you.
No, they're listening. They're listening. Absolutely.
All right. I got to go. So have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon. Lots of love.